It's good to see you in the Lord's house this morning. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to a very familiar verse of Scripture in the book of Proverbs, chapter 14 and verse 34. Righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And As I read that verse of Scripture, I took the two words that just came to my mind as I thought about. We have the word approach, which means to move toward. And then you have the word reproach, which means what? To move backward and away from. Righteousness exalteth the nation. In other words, the approach to exaltation for a nation is righteousness. That's the approach that will take you to exaltation. But what will take you away from that? What will take you away from exaltation? Reproach. And what is reproach? Sin. Let me read this verse of Scripture again. Maybe it'll help you look at it a little bit different way today. Righteousness exalteth. That's the approach of an exalted nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. I was thinking about, as I read Ken Ham's article in the Creation newspaper that they put out, and Genesis, and I was reading, he was saying, the First Amendment to the Constitution reads as follows. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or, what's the next part? Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. That's the First Amendment. Now, what are we seeing across our land? We are seeing constant attacks. They interviewed students at University of California, Berkeley, which is a hotbed of liberalism and has been for many, many years. And one of them was asked about the Constitution, some questions about that, and said, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to get us to not be able to know what the Constitution. We don't care about the Constitution. It's just an old piece of paper as far as we're concerned. Now, the fact that they're allowed to go to whatever university they want to go to is a result of God's liberty that was presented to a people who said, we want to have God's liberty. We want to have God's freedom. And we're going to put down certain things on paper that we believe are part of what God has shared with us. And one of them is liberty, freedom. People don't understand that the foundation of the Constitution is the Bible, and yet they want to throw the Constitution out because they see it's an old piece of paper. Well, what do you have without it? You have chaos. You have sin, which is what our country is in today. When there's no appreciation for what was founded upon the Word of God, whenever they've thrown the Bible out, and now they want to throw the Constitution out, we're in deep trouble. We're in deep trouble. And so, as a pastor, I think it's my role to remind you that a nation built upon the principles of the Word of God must be a nation that continues on the principles of the Word of God. If it doesn't continue on the principles of the Word of God, there is no liberty, there is no freedom. It's a false narrative. And so I want to. You say, well, Pastor Brainerd, you're so negative. I'm a realist. I think we need to understand where we are today and where we have come as a result of our rejection of this book right here. What's next? That's the question. What's next? Anything that's old, as far as this generation is considered, anything that is old is bad. They want something new. And so we need to understand that. We need to have our feet firmly planted upon the foundation of the Word. What is the approach for a nation to exaltation? Righteousness. What's the reproach, the falling backward from exaltation? It is sin. And we'd better not forget that as a people. We better honestly evaluate where we are. We need to pray as never before, but we need to be preachers of righteousness in our homes, as grandparents, with our grandchildren, with our children, preachers of righteousness, because that's the only way that a nation can be exalted.